Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
At us or just follow us or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Fanline Tuesday. Megyn Kelly's up there paddleboarding in a bikini. You can check that out on Twitter and Facebook. Also, the badass bunny kicking ass in Orlando. That fight's happening right now on the social media. It's actually punching people. I love the guy that was getting his ass kicked though. I mean, obviously swung at a woman, which you don't do, and then a bunny beats his ass. The best. Richard Reese is going to stop it a little later on. Petey Mac. He's got his draft boner happening. Yep.
That's what he calls it today.
Yep.
Well, there's Von Miller news, too. But it's not really flattering, yeah, so I'm curious if Petey will be on it or not.
Is he going to make first-team quarterback?
No,
nothing to do with that.
Nobody's buying that.
This has to do with some off-the-field stuff.
Yeah.
John Cena is 42 today. He's still kicking ass.
Yeah.
I don't know that he'll take your name.
Credible comedic actor.
How was he in Bumblebee?
I haven't seen that.
Yeah, good.
But I did see Blockers.
Yeah, he said, yeah.
He's funny in that movie.
He said he's funny in that, yeah.
That's a funny movie.
Yeah, yeah. He can still pull off the jorts, too. Everybody else should stop wearing those, but he can wear them.
Yeah. Yeah, you going to tell him to stop?
No.
I'm not.
No, he can pull them off, but the rest of you guys look like either 70
off,
or
you're...
Yeah. Yeah, you can pull them off.
Oh, you'd like that, wouldn't you?
John Cena's jorts.
Yeah. Yeah.
He had a small part in that Amy Schumer's train wreck,
too. Oh, he's in that, too? Okay.
He was pretty funny.
Yeah.
I mean, I gotta watch that.
He's
a good actor. He's definitely walking that Dwayne Johnson path to go down to the movies. It's working for him.
The Kansas Zookeeper.
Is that a sex act?
Attacked by a tiger.
Oh, this was right.
In Topeka, right?
Yeah.
Shouldn't have been there.
Is no longer in intensive care. The woman who was attacked was doing a little bit better.
Why was she?
Than she was over the weekend.
I don't know why she was in there, right?
They don't know. Oh, I mean, routine maintenance, but she and the tiger were not supposed to be in the enclosure at the same time.
Right.
No, that's...
And somehow they
that's
were.
A biting.
And somehow they were.
How'd they save her?
Food.
Through red meat in the side? Thing is, he had food
smacked
in his mouth.
Smacked him upside his head.
Oh, and he saw a big chunk of meat.
No, they lured him out with a big chunk of food or something.
Yeah, it's a Kansas tiger, so meat and potatoes.
Or Sumatran.
How bad was she hurt?
Yeah, he's Sumatran, but raised in Kansas.
Yeah.
She's no longer in intensive care.
Okay, God.
Yeah, that's the first rule.
They said she's a really great employee, too. They don't understand why she's
so, too.
Yeah.
Of working the tiger cage is you don't have the tiger in the cage when you're cleaning the tiger cage.
It's a tough gig, man. You got to be careful. I'm sure that steps to protect yourself. You got to be on the ball every day. You imagine being hungover at the zoo? And not just
yeah, visiting. I can imagine being hungover at the zoo.
I think I have.
Yeah,
I could.
But I'm sure I've done that.
I'm talking about working the zoo and forgetting stuff.
Right, there's
I lock that gate?
There's not as much margin for error in that job.
In that job at all.
Yeah, we screw up, it's dead air. They screw up, it's dead people.
Right.
Now, well, when we screw up, it's usually repeating a story.
Right. Well, that too.
Yeah. Repeating that story till we get all the details.
And then some.
We should have a tiger sitting in here. Somebody repeats a story, a tiger should attack them. That would stop that bit.
I don't know. Well, yeah, it would.
Todd would start remembering we did the bits then.
Well, that, or we'd all be dead.
Sure. I was going to say,
well, we'd all be dead.
It would eventually
within
kill
a week.
Us. Yeah.
Within a week.
It would kill us all.
It'd kill Todd first. And then,
then
you or I'd be gone next.
I'd be the first one to go.
I'd be doing it a day later. Maybe
the rest of you would follow suit
in a week.
Shortly after.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of turnover.
Todd's dead Monday. And we might make it a Wednesday. Of course, once the tiger gets Todd's blood in his mouth, we're all in trouble.
Oh, yeah. Then he's got to finish y'all. Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. And did you see the 911 call where the 5-year-old kid asked him for McDonald's?
No. Oh, because parents wouldn't bring him there or something?
He was with his grandma. She was sleeping or something.
That's cute.
So, so the 5-year-old calls 911.
Your audio of that?
There is. I don't know that we have it.
Did he go to jail?
Well, that's what's cute about it.
He calls 911 and
says, "That's a criminal offense."
He says, "Can I have McDonald's?" She says, "What's your emergency?" The kid says, "Would you bring me McDonald's?"
Aw, that's
cute. Then
she
said, "You're going to jail, son. You don't abuse 911."
Now, the cops have to go over and check out all the 911 calls. You can't just say, oh, that wasn't, forget it. So the cop had to go over to the kid's house. And on the way, he thought, okay, I'll just get some kids some McDonald's.
Oh, gee, that's some bad reinforcement there.
So he brought the kid some McDonald's, and immediately the kid says, would you go away? I don't want to get in trouble.
Oh, the kid's smart, too.
Exactly. Yeah. He didn't want Grandma to bust him for getting McDonald's because she had told him no or something.
Grandma wakes up, he's just chowing McDonald's. Your cops brought it, bitch.
But now you just...
exactly.
You have just reinforced the fact that he, whenever he needs McDonald's, he can just call 911 because he's cute.
Oh, this isn't it. Okay.
No, that one's not so cute.
What's the matter?
Let's do that for Baloney to be pissed off. No, we need a cute one. 911. Can I have a McDonald's?
Now, where was this?
Wyoming, Michigan.
Because I recall
an instance. That'll throw you for a loop.
Which one?
Right. Which was it? Wyoming or Michigan?
It was quite some time ago, but Zane and his buddies were messing around. I think they were doing prank calls. They were maybe five or 6 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And they called 911. And I get a call from 911 saying there was a call to 911 from this number, and I'm about ready to turn around and yell at them, and they expressed the importance to me that, no, you just talk to them. Don't yell at them.
Yeah, because they'll never call 911.
Right, because then if there is an actual emergency.
Dad needs McDonald's.
Right, they won't call 911, so just have a talk with them and tell them to only call 911. But cops never showed up or anything, and neither did any McDonald's.
Yeah, they don't need 911 right now, but they will in a minute when I get done with them.
you know what? Every 911 call
No, sir, don't do that.
I mean, you think the tongue guy is actually the best 911 call I got. Oh, no, we have the I'm drunk driving down. That's a good one, too.
Oh, I am them?
I am them.
I am them. But the other ones are like, I just shot her.
Freddie Wilhite.
Yeah, Freddie Wilhite. You dead yet? Yeah, then, yeah.
She enticed me.
Yeah, she enticed
me. You got that one? Do you have the cute 5-year-old over in the McDonald's?
That's what I'm looking for.
I don't know.
Well, that's a yes or no question.
No, it's not. Because I honestly don't know if I have it.
You never know.
I have it in front of me.
Three former bodyguards are suing.
That's just an old clip. My God. I'm not going to erase that.
You don't have it in front of you.
No.
I don't.
Well, that's the whole bit. We wanted the cute kid saying that.
Do you, though?
Yeah.
Craig, don't do cute.
No. Yeah, well, if we feel like it, we'll find it. It's out there.
Was it a big fat kid, though, that shouldn't have McDonald's?
No.
There's got to be something bad about this story. Like, he's got, like, a weight problem, and Grandma's trying to keep him from, gaining another 80 pounds.
He actually had an old cell phone.
Got it.
And you don't realize that even though those things aren't hooked up,
oh, the deactivated ones.
They can still call 911.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And there is a button, I think, that just says emergency call. So you don't even have to press 911 and send.
Todd, you watching that Jeopardy guy?
Yeah.
You keeping up on that?
Yeah, we had a big discussion about that where Puss and Tyler lost interest.
Well, Todd had a big discussion. We were sitting here.
I had a monologue.
I'm sorry I wasn't here for that.
Well, I was curious when the end of the season was, because they said that the season is ending soon. So does that mean they will suspend play, they'll start reruns, and then this guy who's making all the money has to come back later?
And would you be offended if they called the them still records if they go over two separate seasons?
That's a good question.
Yeah, I don't think it is.
No, I think it's allowed in that game because it's still the game. He's not working out in the off season.
Yeah, because there shouldn't be an off season in jeopardy. It's just a rerun season, so Alex can take a break. They do that every summer.
And to fight pancreatic cancer. So
yeah, but even if he didn't,
he might not be back.
Even if he wasn't sick, this is normally the time of year they would take a break. I think after like
May. You're right.
So he took in more than $90,000 on Monday, just under $1 million now.
Yeah, but I've been seeing him quoted in like interviews, and usually they don't talk until they are done playing.
Like he doesn't go do interviews in between seasons, for instance?
Perhaps. That might be it. The season may have concluded. He may continue to win. And I thought, you know, in a case like his, they would make an exception. Because he's all the talk.
You would think that he's going to miss a daily double question at some point, which would allow someone else to sneak in there.
Correct.
Bring that bunny and beat the hell out of me right now. Just have a bunny come in here and just beat the hell out of me.
See, I think this should be like a hit streak. That when, you know, if the season ends, the streak's over. He's done.
No.
Shouldn't be able to extend the streak to past the end of the season.
He might be just studying for like 3 months, more books and stuff. You're right.
No, that's like saying, the end of a TV season. That the rest doesn't count.
Yeah, it doesn't. In this case, it doesn't.
No, this is not like baseball season. This is TV season.
Season's over, streak's over, you're done. Goodbye.
This is not sports. This is television.
You know what?
I wish I had an opinion on this.
I really don't care.
Losers, in other words.
Well.
But I hope he wins. Good for that guy.
You don't care.
No, I don't care. My dad watches that.
Does he?
And my sister, they sit around and watch that in the evenings.
Do they have an opinion on this guy?
You have to ask.
Are they excited about this guy?
Jim Holzhauer.
I don't know everything about it. You'll see him Friday. He'll know. You can discuss it. I'll tell my dad to shut up, too.
We'll be able to have a big old Jeopardy conversation.
We'll talk to your sister later.
I'll tell my dad.
Your sister can text you. Yeah. She usually texts you during the show.
No, that's my other sister. She doesn't text me.
The one that watches Jeopardy does not text you?
The two other sisters text me. They listen to the show.
But don't watch Jeopardy?
No. No, they got lives.
Taking advantage of the fact she doesn't listen.
So you can't watch TV and have a life.
No, I didn't.
I apparently can't.
At this point, I'm just spouting off crap. I don't even care. I don't know what I'm saying. It doesn't really matter. Of course, I watch TV and don't have a life. We all do that.
New study finds that employees who force themselves to smile and act happy in front of customers, or those who try to hide feelings of annoyance.
This is everyone in the service industry, by the way.
Yeah.
May drink more heavily after work than those who don't.
That's a lot of places, though, too. You're right, service people. That's where they really got to smile.
Teachers.
Yeah, researchers at Penn State and the University of Buffalo studied the drinking habits of individuals who routinely work with the public, the food service employees, nurses, teachers. They found links between those who regularly fake or amplify positive emotions and heavy drinking when work is concluded. The more they have to control negative emotions at work, the less they're able to control their alcohol intake after work. They're figuring that forcing emotions in front of customers and colleagues means workers utilize a vast amount of self-control. At the end of the day, they may not have much self-control left when they go to the bar.
I blame the patrons mainly, though, because patrons are just trying to make, just trying to, they forget, when the patron is there, they're only there for a couple of minutes or maybe half hour. Those people are there all day. So whatever little crap you got, they don't care. Just be nice. Say thank you.
Be nice. Yes.
And just let them do their job.
Yeah.
Don't be like, hey, how you doing? Hey.
Okay. There's a pretty good chance that the next guy they have to deal with is going to be a dick.
Right.
And perhaps the one before.
Yeah. Right.
So
be the nice guy in that person's day. Right. That's coming from us.
Be the guy between dicks.
Yep. That'd be puss.
Phrasing.
Yeah. So overall, employees who interacted with the public drank more after work than workers who didn't. Surface acting cited as a cause of drinking after work. And the connection stronger or weaker depending on the person's self-control and the job's extent of self-control.
So. Yeah, people that say, well, answer the door. I mean, the receptionist, hi.
Smiling all day can be draining, they say. The study was published in the Journal of Occupational Health Psychology.
Yeah, we're not big.
Like almost all of my kids worked as servers at one point or another. Had to be nice.
Yeah.
Smiling.
Yeah, so that's for all the people going to work today.
Media will volunteer bartend once in a while. What if he smiles that much?
Well, you got to.
I don't know.
I had to do that in high school, working at the grocery store.
Yeah, I did.
You know, dealing with the people there.
I worked in customer service at Sears. I sucked at it, and I also made subs at the beach. And I had to say, yeah, what do you want? Of course, they were just drunk and people walking out of bars, so you know, all you had to do would be able to do anything to them.
I worked at a gas station / convenience store for a couple summers, but yeah, I was always a friendly type.
Obviously.
You know me.
Mm-hmm.
Sunshine and rainbow.
I really wasn't a dick.
No, but you just weren't. I wasn't like happy go. Hey, how you doing? You grew into it, though. I wasn't that guy either.
Well, you want to punch that guy?
Yeah. Oh, I totally want to punch that guy.
Yeah. I was especially nice to you if you want, because you got the free car wash if you filled up your tank.
Right.
Otherwise, it cost you a couple of bucks, but they never kept track of what was going on in the car wash. So if someone came to the car wash and you know didn't get a full tank of gas, they would give me a few bucks and I would just slip it in my pocket.
Well, that is that's nice. That's embezzlement.
That's employee theft.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I always liked the employee theft part of it.
And there were no cameras back in the day.
No, no.
No, there was a sketch artist in the corner.
And after a week of that, you collected your drinking money. If you had a good week, you'd get 15, 20 bucks.
Yeah.
That was enough for you know, beer for the weekend.
Hi, I'm Todd.
Yeah, what's the statute of limitations on that?
It's only 7 years.
Yeah,
unless it's murder, it's 7 years.
It's long gone.
Right.
And I doubt they're going to extradite.
No.
Plus, I don't think that place exists anymore. At least not the car wash.
Owner long dead.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Long moved. He moved away a long time ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you work with the public at all, Craig?
Come after me for $100.
Yes.
That's probably what I netted.
What'd you do?
Over the years.
Oh, yeah. I worked with the public some, you know, working at one of the discount stores.
Oh, you did? Okay. In retail?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's right. That's a story.
Yeah.
Were you in the mall?
No.
You had long hair. That was a story. You had long hair and somebody called you a chick from behind.
The story is, I was standing
at
the end.
Besides me.
Yeah, I was standing at the end. Me and this other person were standing at the end cap.
Right.
She had very short hair.
Right.
I had long hair. And so someone comes.
And a beard, too, right? At least probably. A stash. Yeah, a beard or stash. Right?
Yeah, so someone comes up behind us and says, excuse me, ma'am. And I turn around and look at her. Then she says, I'm sorry, sir. And then the woman turns around and looks at her. And the customer says, whatever. And then asks the question.
Here's the deal, though. Besides the long hair, you also had a
great ass.
You know that's right.
You know they were looking at your ass.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's got to be the girl. Look at the hair. Look at that great ass.
Yeah.
Yep. The eyes went from the hair
to the ass.
Immediately to the ass.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. It just kind of leads that way. Yeah.
And if it was summer, he had those hairless calves.
And
so,
a sundress, too. And
what they said, no, they didn't allow sundresses at the work, at the job site.
That was afterwards?
It wasn't the right time. That was back when you couldn't wear a sundress to work if you were a dude.
Yeah. That's right.
Now it's acceptable.
And back then, he might have had hair on his calves.
The back of them? I don't know.
No, I prefer to think they've always been hairless.
Oh, I think the hair didn't fall off till the cancer.
Well, it does.
The hair falls off.
No, your hair falls off because of genes.
Your calves.
That's why your legs. Cancer.
Yeah, I didn't have the
pants for years.
You didn't have any chemo, did you?
I did not.
No. He just shaved his calves to make him look sexy. Yeah.
Well, I rubbed the nair on them.
No, I rubbed the nair on them.
Just
that.
On the back.
It didn't look... accidentally chemo the calves?
No. Last night.
Last night.
But you do glide through the water much easier now.
They missed his neck and chemoed the calves. That is just stupid.
Yeah, wrong end.
Yeah.
Yeah. No question. No question. Holy cow.
Yeah, you got that right.
Yeah. A man from India. There once was a man from Calcutta.
Yeah.
Not this guy. Man from India, 25-year-old Pawan Kumar, told officials that he sliced off one of his index fingers because he was angry he voted for the wrong political party.
Oh, I wish that would happen here. Oh,
yeah, that would... It's usually pretty easy to tell.
Yeah.
You don't have to look at somebody missing an index finger.
No, you can tell by looking at their face.
Kumar planned to vote for one party, but at the polls he accidentally pressed to vote for the other party, and he was so enraged over the mistake that he just sliced off his finger.
He blamed his finger. You don't blame the finger.
And there's no recourse to go in and say, listen, I need a reset?
Apparently not. He's in a lower caste there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
In India.
He's probably allowed to vote.
Isn't that how they mark you, that you have voted, is by... Inking your index finger? Not here. They ink up your finger.
Oh, okay. last night.
And he was given what is referred to as a rare opportunity to have a say in his country's politics by voting. That was the main reason he became so upset over his own error.
Yeah, hit the wrong button.
That he hit the wrong button and sliced off the offending finger.
He's a dumb. He probably shouldn't vote because he can't blame the finger. You know, you're the dumbass. You control the finger, Craig.
Well, thank you. Your own finger. Thank you.
The other one you can't control.
I'm controlling the finger last night.
There you go. All right. Accidentally chemoing the calves last night. You didn't think you'd say that today, did you?
No, I did not.
When you woke up, didn't think that was going to happen.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.